It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI here on a Thursday. As always, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Olympic update. As of last night, the U.S. Olympic team still holds the lead in overall medal count with 36. China, however, leads when it comes to total golds won. The U.S. won their first ever gold in women's 3-on-3 basketball as that event was added this year. We added 5 medals in swimming, including 2 other golds. Again, we're monitoring women's gymnastics as well, as Simone Biles is obviously not competing. That was yesterday's news with the individual all-around competition. So we'll see what happens there, and there's no word as of yet if she's going to try to medal in any of the individual event competitions. Masks are coming back. Apple stores across the country are ramping back up. Disney World is ramping back up their mask policies. I bring this up because I think a lot of people try to make a run to Disney this time of year before school starts. Hey, let's get some last minute trip in before whenever school gets back. And for some, that's next week.
Right.
Some,
I can't
next
believe
week.
That we're headed back to school already. I barely have any shopping done. I don't know about you, but
I think, Huntington and DeKalb Eastern, I believe, go back next week. Let's see. But a lot of places are like the 11th through the 16th. In that frame is when a lot of people, so it's still about 2 weeks out, a lot of families take trips. So don't be surprised if there's mask policies for those guests ages 2 and up when you're indoor at any of the attractions. One of the other items in the news as it relates to sports. The NBA draft is tonight. Starts on ESPN, 8 o'clock. The Pistons hold the number one overall pick. They're expected to draft a guard from Oklahoma State. His name is Cade Cunningham. It's a good name. I like the alliteration names. That's a quick peek as to what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Hang on. Magic trivia on the way here in about 2 minutes. Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. My friend Kat is back in studio this morning helping me out as we get set here for Magic Trivia. Playing again today for what, Kat? Go ahead.
2 free meals from Chick-fil-A.
What is the most shoplifted item in America? 260-467-9500. I'm not sure this is a hint, but in Europe, the most shoplifted item in general is cheese.
Cheese. I find that fascinating. So fascinating.
They eat cheese with everything, man. One time I went over to Europe, honeymoon thing, and they lay out the spread. It's not bacon and eggs. It's like meat and cheese. It's like bologna and salami and cheese rolled up. That's it. Put a little meat and cheese in your mouth and you're off in Europe.
I can think of so many other things to shoplift, but not meat or cheese.
What is the most shoplifted item in America? Time and time again, it is this. It's Andy in the morning. Hi, what's your guess?
I'm going to say meat or sausage or...
Meat or sausage or pork or something like that. That is not right. But you know what? It's funny. The number of meat thefts that grocery stores report is astounding.
Well, because it's so expensive.
And they just, you know what it is? People shove it down their pants.
Oh, well.
And they do. No, the number one way people, you always doubt that I know this random stuff.
No, I do doubt you.
People wear sweatpants and they stuff it down their pants.
That's crazy. Just carry a big bag.
Well, that's easily noticed. If you carry a big bag, if you have bulky pants, no one's checking you out. Andy in the morning, hi. This is the most shoplifted item in America. What is it?
Condoms.
Condoms.
Oh.
You know what? Not right, but I tell you what, always guess that.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll have a trivia question where that is the right answer. Andy in the morning, hi. What's your guess?
Candy.
We'll do it. Yep.
Yep.
Who is this?
My name's Andy.
Is it? Yeah.
Andy, have you stolen candy?
Little Andy Candy. That was the pickup line I used on women growing up.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
you go.
Ladies, would you like a little Andy Candy? Ding dong, trick or treat.
Oh, my.
Little Andy Candy.
Little Andy Candy is right. Most said no, by the way.
Most said no.
Andy, yes, you're exactly right. The most shoplifted item or items in America in general is candy. And for that, kind of thinking like a criminal, we're going to hook you up with what again, Kat?
2 meals from Chick-fil-A.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hang on. We're going to get some info behind the scenes. It's Andy in the morning. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Kat's back in studio this morning. And I have a perfect storm today of swinger stories.
Oh, this is fun. This is fun to me. Talking naked in the morning. Mm.
Some guy in Louisiana wants to open a trailer park for swingers only with the motto, bring your house and share your spouse.
That's a great line. I mean, he's kind of a marketing genius.
Oh, I don't know. Hang on that. Let's meet them, this marketing genius.
Okay.
He is from a small town in southern Louisiana, and you do hear the accent, and he talks about next Memorial Day weekend. He'd like to open up the Swingers Trailer Park. Again, bring your house, share your spouse.
Yeah.
They already have a nude yoga program that's starting, a strip poker hall. If you would like to get early access to this park when it does open, you can send a picture of your spouse now to get approval. To which you would go, oh gosh, this is just an internet scam. Oh no. He claims it was kind of just a joke, but instead people from all over the country have been sending in nude pictures of their wives for him to look at. Here's him reacting to how popular it is already.
I'm from Pennsylvania. We have got some from Arkansas, of course, all around Acadiana, all around Maumee, Ville Platte, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Slidell. And they start calling, hey, what's y'all address? Where is it? Is this in Maumee? Where's this at? Yes, it is.
Is this in Maumee?
That's crazy.
You know all the hot girls in Maumee. So there's that story, all right? Then there's this story in the news about the couple that went on vacation. Now, this happened to Angie Nash here at Magic 95 and at our sister station, Classic Hits 101.7. She went on a cruise about 5 years ago and had a pineapple design. Now, if you may or may not know this, I learned it from Angie this year, that having a pineapple design on your bathing suit in particular, but is a sign that you are open to share your love with others.
See, that's crazy to me because pineapples are so popular right now. Pineapple hats, pineapple shirts, sweatshirts, bathing suits, everything has a pineapple on it.
If it wasn't for Angie telling me the story, I wouldn't have known that. Like, how do you know? How do you know that that's the code word or the code symbol? So some people who want to go on tropical, you know, cruises,
vacations,
resorts,
yeah.
Pineapple print is supposed to mean you're open, especially if both of you are wearing it.
Wow.
Well, this lady on TikTok was like, we finally got away. We were in quarantine, yada, yada. 18 months later, we took a cruise. He was wearing pineapple swim trunks. She had a pineapple print top, and they were parading around the deck. And people were very touchy-feely of them.
Oh, wow.
I've heard, by the way, does anybody know the, you guys can educate me. I'm just, you know, on... Because it's not, somebody told me it's not just flamingo, not just pineapples. Like, flamingo print can also mean you're open to sharing your romantic love with other people.
I've heard, like, flamingos in your front yard can kind of symbolize that, but not necessarily the print, but having them in your yard.
Somebody told me the big Dallas star that people have, like, if they have that on the side of their house.
I've heard that, actually, on your house.
I wouldn't have known that unless I worked here. I mean, I gotta tell you. 260-467-9500. It's Andy in the Morning. Kat's in studio with me. We're talking, I guess, I don't know,
swingers.
Rules,
yeah.
I guess. Go ahead.
Andy, I just wanted to follow up on you. I heard that if you turn your welcome mat around the other way, that's a sign for swingers.
Oh, see, this is good stuff. I need to know this. I mean, how would you know? How does that get communicated that that's a sign?
I seen it on TikTok where a lady was walking out of her house and she... damn neighbors and turned the thing around and then it said Swingers United on the bottom.
Look, it's fun to bring up on the radio, but I can't imagine being in a situation where I'm like, hey, all four of us, let's get naked.
Yeah, I can't imagine even showing myself to somebody else, let alone my wife to somebody else.
You know, you're right. I mean, I'll be truthfully, it's fun to joke about and I understand dirty movies, but I'm like, at the same token, in reality, I would be so self-conscious. I'd be like, what goes where and who's touching what?
Is that your hand?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like there'd just be a lot of communication errors.
No, there's a lot of booze involved.
Oh. Hey, all right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the insight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's Andy in the Morning, Kat in studio. So beware of bathing suit prints with pineapples on them.
No kidding. Gosh, who knew?
And if you are interested in heading to southern Louisiana.
Oh,
don't
you gotta check this guy out.
Yeah, your Memorial Day plans for the trailer park that says bring your house and share your spouse. Just 80 miles west of Baton Rouge.
Great, little nakey-nakey.
I can't believe people are already sending in photos.
No kidding. It sounds like an internet scam just to get, like, naked photos of your spouse.
And then people are like, I'm in.
I'll
Let's
do
go.
It.
I got a naked one. Let's get in line. That's America right there. Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Kat's in studio with me this morning, monitoring some of the things from the Olympics. I actually have here a quick list of what America is Googling the most when it comes to the Olympics, because a lot of Americans are tuning in, half paying attention. The ratings are down, but some of the storylines, we have an interest with Simone Biles. Mm-hmm. She's still not competing in the individual all around. We know about her leaving the team competition and stepping aside, but she might try individual event medals. We've yet to hear if she's going to do that or not.
Yeah, I hope she does. Michael Phelps was giving her a big pep talk over Twitter, and
a lot of people have. Yeah. And so if America sort of supports the reaction, maybe she'll give it a go. But Americans have questions. By the way, coming up, Kat has what a lot of Americans don't know specifically about gymnastics. I'll get to that. But why do divers shower after each dive is the number one thing America is Googling. And it has to do so they don't cramp up. Apparently, the pool is so cold that they shower in warm water and they sit in hot tubs between dives so they don't get chilly.
And I wonder why they just don't crank up the heat in the pool.
I'm like, why can't you just raise the heat of the pool? Yeah, you're exactly right.
That's crazy.
They also want to know why Russia is called the Russia Olympic Committee. It has to do with Russia getting banned a few years ago for doping. So yeah, the athletes that are clean can still win. They just can't technically win one for Russia. But everybody knows it's Russia.
Everybody knows. Just because they don't have a Russian flag on their uniform or they don't play the Russian national anthem.
Yeah. So, all right, Kat, what do you have for me here when it comes to gymnastics, which is still America's favorite summer Olympic event to watch?
I have a couple of secrets for you, some professional gymnast secrets that I didn't know when I came across these yesterday. Like, for instance, you cannot pick a wedgie or you'll lose points. So watching these girls in their leotards, you would think that they reach around and just grab it and pull it out, because doing the splits and all this stuff, acrobats in the air. But if you do that, you actually get deducted a whole point.
Which is a severe deduction, which is a sport that it comes down to tenths of a point.
It's normal to pee while tumbling. I found this one odd because, I mean, going to Sky Zone, every mom out there knows and feels my pain, I feel like. I mean, I just, yeah, it's crazy. But when you're tumbling and doing all those acrobatic acts in the air and you land and maybe your dismount is off a little bit, it's normal for gymnasts to pee a little bit. Their glutes can't quite hold it all in.
I would just go with an empty bladder. Sorry.
Why don't you just go right before your...
I know what a wedgie's worth. I don't want to know what urination costs me.
Well, now I'm going to be watching. Like, watching the Olympics. I'm going to be watching whether or not they're peeing a little bit. Gymnasts can often tell that they're going to mess up the landing before they even hit the ground. Those 5 seconds in the air, yeah, they can often tell. Preparation H. Gymnasts will put this in their bag because it soothes the cuts and the tears on their hands. It reduces swelling and dulls the pain. So preparation H is the gymnast friend.
Preparations A through G were complete failures.
Right?
Preparation H feels good on the whole.
Yes. Tea bags are often used for the same purpose with the hands. And then finally, the Olympic Village is not all inclusive. I did not know this. So one of the Olympians once said that they don't even provide you a shampoo and conditioner in the Olympic Village. Like, you have to bring your own.
It's BYOs. That's good. Yep. I'd rather have my own anyway.
That's what a lot of athletes said. They want to have their own conditioner, their own hair products.
That makes sense. My own cardboard bed.
Yeah.
Sandy in the morning. All right, Kat in studio talking about some of the things about gymnast wedgies. And we'd be curious to know if we get a comment from Simone Biles regarding her ability, or if she wants to, or if she's going to compete in individual events. I'm not sure she's going to get a statement today, but it might be before the end of the week. All right, let's do it. Showbiz news. If everybody remembers David Letterman, he had a popular segment that he used to do on his show entitled...
Yeah, lots of popular segments.
Stupid Pet Tricks. That's being turned into a half-hour series on TBS. Sarah Silverman has been tapped to host. Yesterday, we shared that actor Bob Odenkirk collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul. Might remember him from Breaking Bad as well. He is in the hospital. His son has tweeted out that his dad is doing okay. you're a Guardians of the Galaxy fan, you would like to hear that James Gunn, who directs those movies, is letting fans know that there's going to be a little holiday special with the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy that's coming to Disney Plus in December of 2022. And then the third installment, Volume 3 of Guardians of the Galaxy, is set to be released in theaters May 2023. Rumor has it.
Yep.
That Adele is going to make her return to the stage in Las Vegas with a residency. It's yet to be confirmed. She could be earning as much as $140,000 a night. The last time she performed live was at Wembley Stadium as she wrapped up her last tour from an album she released in 2015. 100,000 fans. June of 2017 was the last time she's been on a stage. Isn't that nuts?
Do you think that she might like stay in the States for a while? I mean, especially if she's got this residency. Isn't her rumored boyfriend supposed to be
living
here?
Yeah, he's like an agent and he lives in LA. And LA and Vegas are, I don't know, basically suburbs. If you have private jets, you can just puddle jump over. So.
$140,000 per show.
The thing about Las Vegas residencies that really chap my behind is this. They're not performing 6 days a week.
Well, they used to.
It used to be 7 shows a week across 6 days. Wayne Newton, like, used to work his tail off. Now, if you're Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, Adele, Celine Dion, you might perform, I don't know, anywhere between 2 to 4 shows a month. And they're usually coordinated already in advance.
And always sold out.
They're so,
always sold out.
They're tied into conventions. So if there's like a car show, mm-hmm. they always have the big gamblers and those people get preferred tickets to those things.
Well, and it looks like a lot of the conventions are coming back to Vegas now.
Right,
we'll see now that, you know, this, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, Vegas. We're going to do 2 hours of business and 18 hours of drunkenness.
That's right.
That's right.
It's fun.
And finally, I do think this is interesting. Matt Damon is out promoting a movie that he's getting a lot of buzz for acting. Could be an Oscar thing called Stillwater. Mm-hmm. So, of course, every time he has gone to try to promote this movie, everybody keeps asking him about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck rekindling their romance. And so this is what he's had to say about it so far.
You're very happy for Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I know you love getting asked about that.
Right. But how else would I be? Like, would I be unhappy? Like, I hate true love. It sucks.
That would...
Yeah. I wish that nothing but, you know, hardship.
I can't imagine doing press if it's him. They're like, oh gosh, I got to keep talking about a friend of mine.
He seems so annoyed by that. I mean, you're going in to promote your new movie and all they want to talk about is J-Lo.
He's like, he probably hasn't even had a chance to hang out with him. You know, he's like, I don't know.
I've been on this movie set for months.
What do you want? That's a quick peek as to what's happening in Hollywood.
Making mornings fun again. Andy in the Morning on Magic 95.1.